From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says investing in infrastructure will create jobs where they're most needed. Mr. Obama is promoting a $50 billion initiative to improve the nation's highways, rails, and runways.
We're already paying for our failure to act. And what's more, the longer our infrastructure erodes, the deeper our competitive edge erodes.
Mr. Obama says the program would not add to the deficit, but Republicans reject the proposal as just another costly government stimulus package. Tropical storm Paula is dumping heavy rain on Honduras and parts of the Caribbean. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that the rapidly developing storm could become a hurricane sometime on Tuesday.
Officials in Honduras have called on residents in low-lying coastal areas to evacuate their homes. Belize has issued a tropical storm watch for its entire coastline. And Mexico is bracing for hurricane-force winds to batter the Yucatan Peninsula, including the resort of Cancun. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami predict that Paula could make landfall near Cancun late Tuesday or early Wednesday. Mexico has already been hard hit this year by hurricanes and storms that caused damage from the northernmost parts of its Gulf Coast all the way down to Chiapas on its southern border. Paula is forecast to be accompanied by a storm surge and large waves that could cause flooding in parts of the Yucatan. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
There is ongoing speculation that the Federal Reserve might take further steps to ease monetary policy. And Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that the Fed's new vice chairman, Janet Yellen, is taking a cautious approach.
As president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank until recently, Yellen was seen as one who is more concerned about unemployment than inflation. With inflation very low, she was expected to support additional steps to push down long-term interest rates as early as next month. Short-term rates are already near zero. But there are no such hints in Yellen's first speech as Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's top deputy to the National Association for Business Economics in Denver. While calling the recovery agonizingly slow, she suggests the Fed must be wary of causing asset price bubbles by keeping rates too low. It is conceivable that accommodative monetary policy could provide tender for a buildup of leverage and excessive risk-taking in the financial system, she says. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Denver.
The first person ever to undergo treatment using embryonic stem cells is receiving care at a rehabilitation center in Atlanta. The patient, who has spinal cord injuries, is one of at least eight people that the Geron Corporation plans to enroll in its study. Geron is the first American firm to receive the government's approval for the treatment. Its trial is expected to last about 2 years and will focus on whether embryonic stem cell treatment is safe. This is NPR News. A countdown is underway at Camp Hope, near the entrance of a collapsed mine in Chile. Workers have finished testing the mechanism that will be used to raise 33 trapped men to safety this week. The meticulous rescue effort is to begin on Tuesday. The workers have been trapped underground for 2 months. A former employee at Oprah Winfrey School for Girls in South Africa has been cleared of charges that she sexually abused students. Chicago Public Radio's Travis Truitt reports that Winfrey says she's profoundly disappointed with the ruling.
The talk show host and media mogul is praising the courage and conviction of the nine girls who testified in the trial of tiny Virginia Macopo. Macopo has been acquitted on charges of sexually abusing six girls in the lavish $40 million school Winfrey opened in 2007. The charges of sexual abuse, which came just months after the school's opening, hit close to home with Winfrey, who's talked about her own history of childhood sexual abuse. In a statement, Winfrey says the students at her Leadership Academy for Girls are, quote, thriving, and that the school staff is committed to providing a nurturing environment. For NPR News, I'm Travis Truitt in Chicago.
New York police say they've apprehended all nine suspects in the October 3rd gay bashing incident in New York. The latest suspect was apprehended on Monday. Eight others were arraigned Sunday on charges of robbery and sexual assault. Police say the suspects are members of a gang called the Latin King Goonies. The victims, including two teenagers, were tortured and robbed for hours. The attacks in the Bronx and recent teen suicides linked to anti-gay bullying have sparked outrage among government officials and gay advocates. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.